Annie, seguimos con el índice, ¿vale? On page 80 of book 9, you can see the irregular verb to win.
Richard, no les engañes, dame la clase.
Vale, vale. But can you imagine if we had read through the entire index?
So boring.
It would have been so boring. But we're not here to bore you. We're here to have fun and hopefully learn a few things. Oh, more importantly, to consolidate things we've already looked at. Key points of the English language, which often cause Spaniards to trip up on.
Okay.
For example, the conditionals, negative questions. We're going to look at a range of different points that have come up during the course and just push you a little bit more.
All right, okay? I'm ready.
Let's start then with negative questions, which we looked at a long time ago, back in book one, I think it was. Do you remember those lovely, happy days when we were doing book one? Now we're doing 41, but we're going to carry on with negative questions. Why? Because negative questions are not that easy for Spaniards to use correctly in English. ¿Cómo formulamos las preguntas en negativa?
En negativo.
En negativo, gracias, Annie. Lo importante siempre es el hecho de invertir el verbo auxiliar, don't, can't, shouldn't, y luego el sujeto. Okay, Annie, I'm going to give you some negative sentences, and I want you to ask me why. Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, it doesn't rain much in the Sahara Desert. Vale, entonces yo empiezo con it doesn't. Entonces, ¿cómo formulas la pregunta? Why?
Doesn't it?
Good, entonces.
Why doesn't it rain much in the Sahara Desert?
Good, why doesn't it rain much in the Sahara Desert? I don't like spinach. Espinaca. Bueno, no es verdad, pero bueno. I don't like spinach.
Why don't you like spinach?
Eso es, good. Jack isn't French. Pregúntame por qué.
Why isn't he French?
Good. Why isn't he French? He isn't French. Se convierte en why isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Invertimos el auxiliar con el negativo, en este caso isn't, con el sujeto. He isn't. Why isn't he? Muy bien. I shouldn't tell you this.
Why shouldn't you tell me this?
Good. Why shouldn't you tell me this? Una vez más. I shouldn't. Why shouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Muy fácil. I'm not excited.
Why aren't you excited?
Good. Y en este caso es muy, pero muy tentador decir, why you aren't excited? Y eso es lo que dicen miles de españoles.
Mm-hmm.
Why you aren't excited? No. Why aren't you excited? Good. I'm not invisible.
Why aren't you invisible?
Good. Why aren't you invisible? I'm not in Scotland.
Why aren't you in Scotland?
Good. Why aren't you? Not aren't. Aren't.
Aren't.
Como mi tía.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt, my aunt.
Aunt.
Why aren't you excited? Why aren't you in Scotland? Okay?
Okay.
Good. I'm not deaf. No soy sordo.
Why aren't you deaf?
Why aren't you deaf? Good. There aren't any books on the table. En este caso tenemos there aren't, con lo cual invertimos aren't y there.
Why aren't there any books on the table?
Excellent, Annie. Es muy fácil, ¿no?
Lo es
de
facilito.
Las preguntas en negativo. Lo único importante aquí, como siempre, es la importancia de repetir y repetir y repetir hasta que te salga sin
fluido.
Pensártelo. Eso es, de forma fluida. Good.